Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese, uninterrupted sports conversation for nearly 1 hour. Official free agency on a Wednesday at 888-729-9494. So things are official, but that doesn't mean there's a lot of new news that's out. So anything you've heard over the last few days that has come out, it just couldn't become official until 4 p.m. today. What happened last night with OBJ, or is it Odell Beckham?
OBJ, okay. Yeah.
I do
it with ODB.
Yeah, I make that mistake sometimes. Old dirty.
We all do, yeah.
So he's a Brown, and people in New York are ticked off. They're saying, well, they didn't get enough. Maybe they didn't get enough, but they came pretty close.
The Giants trade Odell Beckham Jr., and the Jets sign Le'Veon.
Yep. There you go.
What up? Didn't something else happen?
With the Giants or with the Jets?
I was just thinking something else big in free agency.
Yeah, what happened
yesterday?
Yeah, what happened last? Well, Le'Veon signs with the Jets.
With the Jets.
And then that was I don't know. They're the two biggest names to happen. But now everything is official, and that means Nelson Agholor is making big-time money this year, 9.4.
Mark Ingram to the Ravens.
Mark Ingram to the Ravens today.
Ingram to the Ravens.
AP to the Redskins. There's not a lot of even second-tier running backs left on the board. So what is Howie Roseman doing? Is he really allocating $9.4 million towards the third wide receiver on the team and saying, well, we'll figure out the running back position down the road in the draft, or we'll get somebody in here? That's not good enough for me. Figuring the position out isn't good enough for me. I get it. You're not going to get a top-of-the-market Le'Veon Bell. And by the way, I'm fine with that, but I need a starter. At least LeGarrette Blount 2 years ago was a guy you could call your starter, right? They needed to bring in Jay Ajayi to solidify the position, but at least you had a guy that had been there and done that and still had a little bit of tread on the tires, and it ended up working out well. You can't just rely on that every year. You can't rely on, oh, well, we'll throw some guys out there and it'll be okay. That didn't work last year.
No.
And you have a guy sitting out there in Tevin Coleman that can offer you a bunch of different talents in the receiving and the passing game, Mike.
Yeah. And listen, we got through last year after winning the Super Bowl, so it's not the end of the world, but everybody wants to talk about getting back to the Super Bowl and this, that, and the other. Well, guess what? You know, you need talent. You need talent to be able to do that. So I look at our running back position, and, you know, we got young guys there. We got, and all of them have been banged up. Every last one of them. Sproles, Ajayi, Adams, Corey Clement, Wendell Smallwood, all of them. And none of them would be a guy that any other team would say, that's the guy I want to make my guy. So if you want to take the best of the young group, first of all, I'd move on from Jay Ajayi and Darren Sproles. That's me. And then if you want to take the best of the three young guys, you know, if you want to take one of those guys, you know, either Clement, Josh Adams, or Smallwood, and then have that as your third guy behind a Tevin Coleman and maybe someone you draft in the draft, that's fine. But I don't want to look up and one of the guys that are currently on this roster is either my starting running back next year or my second best running back next year. Because I've seen Wendell for 4 years. I've seen enough. Corey Clement, much as I like him, I know what role I think he fits in. And it's not one of the top roles as a running back.
And if he earns all the snaps that we thought maybe he was going to get last year, then awesome.
And
great.
And according to the panel we were on Monday, he tore his ACL, and I didn't even realize it.
It's never really been confirmed. I don't know what's going on.
They set it up there like I was late to the party. Like, oh, you didn't hear he tore his ACL against the Cowboys.
Yeah, and I kind of didn't remember either way. I knew he was hurt, and he kept saying he was fine. He's like, no, I'm fine. Like, man, he's not fine.
So anyway, I don't know what's going on with that situation. And Darren Sproles is 35, 36 years old. And hasn't made it through a full season since 2016.
Did he
play the whole year in 2016?
I think close to it.
Doug's first year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. So, and we're going to get to the phones in just 1 second. 888-729-9494. There's been the Agholor talk, sure, but also the running back thing, which really they're connected, because if you're willing to pay Nelson Agholor $9.4 million, don't tell me you couldn't have went out. You could have gotten Le'Veon Bell for close to that money for Nelson Agholor. Seriously, yeah. Nelson Aguilar's a $9 million player. What did Le'Veon Bell sign for? Not that far off of it, right? Solomon Jones, our friend from the Daily News, is out there listening right now. Mm-hmm. Like, he is a member of the draft of running back. It's all fine train. He says, I hear you guys don't get in a free agent running back, but I remember the dream team. I'm willing to draft a running back.
Except for when we won the Super Bowl, both our running backs didn't come from the draft.
They did not.
So, like, it's cool if you can draft running backs and you're going to make it a premium. But here's the funny thing. For years when I said draft a running back, you know what people want to tell me? I want to draft a running back high.
You find him anywhere.
You find a running back in the 4th, 5th, and 6th round. That's all I heard. Now fan base expects the Eagles to go out and draft a running back in the first round.
But
now the fan base expects them to go out and draft one in the 1st and 2nd round this year.
The reason we're having this conversation is they can't draft a running back. Otherwise, we wouldn't be worried about it. Kevin and Delaware. Hi, Kev.
Fellas, how you doing?
How are you?
To my Eagles point, I'm great. Let me just say this. I've been listening and calling the WIP for years, and I never gave you guys the ear hustle that you deserve. You guys have got a good fan right now, man. I love you guys.
I've been
screaming sometimes saying, bro, I play like you play, but I've been screaming, dude, your words be coming out of my mouth before I can say. So
You got your neck roll on, Kev?
Yeah, get that neck roll on, man.
I used to be the guy that took Ike on head on, but that's all right. That's
ooh, right. You're a fullback. Oh, God,
that's
that
right,
hurt.
Baby.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right. And my cues was supposed to play you guys when I was in school, but I'm older than you, Ike, but we didn't get a chance to go. But look, my Eagles point is this, and it's funny. You just mentioned the name of a dude that, when you did your comparison to Coleman, that we still can get via trade. And you can keep Nelson. Check this out. Isaiah Crowell. He's a cat that I've been liking for years, who I thought we could have gotten last year by a trade, but we didn't do it. You just compared him to Tevin.
Yep.
Dude, he blocks. He runs.
Ooh, he runs
now
hard.
Now that the Jets have...
Yeah, he's as good as gone. You're right.
Right, but now that the Jets have Big Daddy, you don't need Crowell anymore. So if I'm Howie, I'm on the phone calling the Jets, seeing what it will take to get Crowell, then you can keep Nelson, and your issue is solved.
I tell you what, Crowell is a guy, especially for people who play fantasy football. Crowell runs hard. He's a guy. It seems like you can never find a team that just wants to commit to him.
Yeah.
You know, he's with the Browns and with the Jets. He always seems to. He never goes down with the first guy. First guy never brings him down. Runs hard all the time.
We would like him here.
Runs hard all the time.
I also feel like that. All right,
yeah, I got no problem with Isaiah
Crowell.
So check
it out. Here, this would be a really good combination. Crowell and Coleman. Coleman.
Oh, yeah.
That would be an excellent combination.
Yes.
Coleman's a better receiving back, and Crowell is a guy. Like, he's more effective if he's getting 12 carries a game because he does run so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any what running back's a 20-game a guy now.
Not many.
I like Crowell a lot, actually. It's a good idea. And Howie may have him circled, may have Jordan Howard circled. So
people don't realize signing Tevin Coleman doesn't mean we don't want the Eagles to draft a running back.
No, they need to draft a running back.
They need two running backs.
Yep.
They need two running backs. What are you going to do, draft a rookie and put everything on him? So you still need two running backs.
Let's go to Sean and KOP. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Oh, right.
What's up, Sean?
Hi, Sean.
Nothing. I'm totally with you guys on Aguilar, man. Like, don't get me wrong. He's an Eagle.
We'll always be, yes.
Yeah, we're not trying to disrespect him.
But, like, you're talking about a guy who's never eclipsed 1,000 yards, never had 10 touchdowns in a season. He's barely been a wide receiver, too, in fantasy football. And we're talking about him like... like, he's a top 15 guy.
Yeah.
Like, these people calling in are like, oh, how can we get rid of him? Like, if people were talking about, like, how can we get rid of Zach Ertz or Alshon Jeffery, like...
right, yeah.
But, like, we're talking about a guy who, like, for $9 million a year, I think we probably could have gotten Golden Tate back. And Golden Tate's older, but Golden Tate, in my opinion, is a better football player than Nelson Aguilar.
And he's a true slot receiver.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't know. I'm hearing all this stuff for Nelly, and I'm like, dude, like, I forget who said it earlier, whether it was you, Ike, or Marks, but, like, you guys were, like, 2 years ago, you guys were like, we got to get rid of him.
Oh, yeah, that was
me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now it's the complete opposite. You would act like he made, like, a Victor Cruz catch in the Super Bowl to win us the game or something. Like, he's pretty average.
Yes. Like, yes.
He's not really, he's not good, he's not great, he's not bad, but he's pretty average. Like, he's definitely, like you said, like, nowhere near worth $9 million a year.
No.
Like, not even close.
No, not when he's going to be your fourth option in the offense. Again, if you're bringing him back at $4 million, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little, nice player at $4 million on your salary cap, but $9 million? No, that goes for your number two guy. You got money tied up in Zach Ertz. You got money tied up in Alshon. You just brought DeSean Jackson here. Like, to have that amount of money tied up in four players, would you say it was, Ben, $46
million? $46.1 million in four receivers. Four of their eight highest paid players are receivers.
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Not when I'm looking at running backs the way I'm looking at them. And you can't sit here in March and say, when you have the 25th pick in the draft, and say you're going to get running back X, Y, and Z. You don't know that.
You don't.
You're not drafted in the top 10.
No, which is why you, even if it's a Crowell, and I know it's I want a bona fide starter. Crowell's pretty damn close to a guy that can be your every game guy.
He's a veteran guy until you find somebody.
And that's when you draft a young guy, and you know what? Maybe you have to sign another guy on top of that.
Right.
If I'm going down that road, at least I know a C.J. Anderson has been there, and I know he can take the carries. I don't know how he got so damn big, and I kind of like it.
Or could you trade for Jordan Howard?
I like Jordan Howard right. A lot.
Trade for Jordan Howard.
Yeah, but I need somebody like that. I'm hearing way too much today. Like, I'm hearing, oh, well, the guys on this are fine now, and then draft somebody. The guys aren't fine right now. No. Trust me.
Yeah, no, they aren't.
Charlie in Douglasville. Hi, Charlie.
How you doing, guys? I just have a couple of points I'd like to make.
Yeah.
First off, let me say that I think they do need a running back. I'm not sure they got to sign one now. I think they could get one in draft, but that could go either way. But anyhow, the point I want to make
is
this.
They actually could do both, Charlie. They could do both.
Possibly, but I've asked five different writers by email why Josh Adams was benched for the last two games. I never got an answer. Do you guys have an answer?
I would imagine that they felt more comfortable with the vets out there, with Wendell Smallwood out there, with Dan Scholes out there. Yeah, you're talking about playoffs, pass protection. Josh Adams was a undrafted rookie last year.
That's true, but he was the best running back at that point on the team.
Yeah, that sent a mouthful right there by saying that he was the best running back on the team.
Well, it's not that big a mouthful, because you guys are talking about Connor, I believe his name is?
Connor?
Or Conwell?
Crowell.
It's Crowell, yeah.
Crowell. He has a lifetime 4.5 yards per carry.
Uh-huh.
Josh Adams had 4.3 last year.
It
wasn't that bad.
Listen, Charlie, there were a couple. I mean, they have some guys on this team that have a place in the NFL. There's no doubt about that. There's still some young players, local kids that are on this team, and their career is going to be fine. But if the Eagles are trying to win a Super Bowl in 2019, I just can't rely on, well, maybe these guys take the next step, or maybe two undrafted guys can become our starters. I can't do that.
Yep.
I have Carson Wentz. I have DeSean Jackson. You didn't bring in DeSean Jackson to have undrafted free agents as your starting running backs this year and maybe a draft pick. You didn't bring back Jason Peters because you're trying to be like, we'll see what happens at running back. No, man, you got to show that position up.
That's right.
Danny. Oh, my goodness. Let's go to Danny Manahawkin. Hi, Danny.
Guys, you are hitting on every point. I'm screaming in my truck.
Yeah.
Okay. Tevin Coleman, like we've been talking about on the show, he has the same agent as Lev Bell. So if Lev just settled for 13, why not? and the Jets might be willing to dump Crowell just like you guys said, and the Super Bowl could be for our taking because we're in a division that's a two-horse race, the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Yep.
That's it. And by the way, Nelson Aguilar really isn't the fourth option when you consider Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
And a lot of people expect Dallas Goedert to have a bigger role in the offense next year.
Damn, he's
second round pick.
What I saw was he's more of a playmaker than Nelly, at least what we saw late in the season.
Yes, he almost beat the Cowboys by himself, torn off helmet and everything.
Yeah, that's something, Danny, that the Eagles, they notice, and that's why I'm today because it's free agency and I'm seeing Tevin Coleman out there and I want him so I can be done with this whole, paranoia about not having a running back. Here's the thing that I would be shocked about Howie Roseman and that front office when it comes to this structure, this roster, where money is allocated to the positions and this and any other.
Mm-hmm.
You got four pass catchers. And Zach Ertz is just a big wide receiver. He doesn't block in the run game, so he's a wide receiver.
Yep.
He's a big wide receiver. You got four wide receivers making $46 million.
And you don't have a running back that you can count on. You don't.
I don't see Howie structuring his roster this way with the money allocated. Like, I don't see that.
No, I don't.
So either they have a trade somewhere or with Nelson, involving Nelson, or they may extend Nelson, which would lower his cap number possibly.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I could see Nelson going into the season making $9 million.
But that's, Ike, and I have Andrew, who's a good listener here, who mm-hmm. is trying to, so this is what he says about Nelson. He says they could give him a 3 or 4 year deal and average annual value, so per year, about $5.5 to $6 million a year. He'd probably do it for a 4 year deal.
Uh-huh.
Trust me, he's not doing a 4 year, $5.5 or $6 million contract. John Brown just made $9 million a year on his contract. Nelly probably views himself as better than John Brown. All right.
Which he's not.
But I'm his agent, that's what I'm saying right now, because he's guaranteed $9 million this year.
I know, but here's the problem. And that's why I think the Eagles are going to remedy this situation. Where did John Brown go?
The Bills.
John Brown is probably their number one wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
See, that's the difference. The role in the offense.
Right.
I'm giving John Brown $9 million a year because he has to be my number one pass catcher. You're my fourth pass catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're my fourth pass catcher. So John Brown gets that money to go to Buffalo. A, it's Buffalo. B, ain't catching no balls from Josh Allen. So you got to pay guys to go up there. Right? You got to pay guys to go up there. But he's their number one passing option, probably.
He's their him and Cole Beasley. Beasley's not a number one guy. He's just a slot guy. John Brown is supposed to be now your playmaking wide receiver.
Whereas Nelson in this offense would be number four.
He's kind of he's going to move around probably a little bit. He's going to be a slot guy, but he's not a natural slot guy. Jordan Matthews and Tevin Coleman make more sense to me than Nelson Aguilar.
If we had to rank people, right, real quick, if we ask our fans, right, our mm-hmm. listeners,
mm-hmm.
to rank the four pass-catching options. And you could throw five in there if you want to, if you want to throw Goddard in there. He just doesn't have enough of a resume. But if I ask you to rank Deshaun, Alshon, Zach, and Nelson, would Nelson come at in the pecking order?
The bottom.
Right? When everybody goes through the list of receivers, is Nelson going to be two?
Remember last year when he was your top option, it's not like he set the world on fire. Now that he's the third wide receiver option, mm-hmm. if he there's not going to be room for him to catch 64 catches with Goddard and Ertz and Deshaun and Alshon Jeffrey.
I don't see it. I don't see how you do it, which is I don't see how you would justify paying $9 million a year.
They need a running back.
For next year.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIPHC 1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studio. Brian in Middletown, Delaware. Brian, how are you, buddy?
Man, you know I love both of you guys. Respect you, man. But you guys got me infuriated. You know why? Because we're devaluing our own players. And I'm going to go on the record. After the 2016 season, I wanted Aguilar gone. I thought he's dealing with depression issues, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But he showed me something. Rebounded. And you know something, when you draft a guy, when you draft a player, He fights through adversity. He develops as a player. What type of signal are you trying to send in terms of the culture? Now, you guys are getting all concerned about
the they just overpaid. They just paid Brandon Graham handsomely.
Well, I understand that. But the point is this. Here's the other thing. Nelson Aguilar doesn't even have an injury problem. He's always there and available. I just don't understand, like, why do you want to jettison this guy?
Well, he's not very good.
Said, hold on, Brian. Nobody said jettison him. A, his role in the offense is minimal. It's minimal. Well, you're not going to sit here and tell me Nelson's role in this offense is irreplaceable.
No, here's the bottom line. We said we're going to bring in a receiver last year. Mike Wallace got hurt. Tell me this.
Yeah.
Think about the receivers the Eagles have drafted over the last 20 years.
Including Nelson.
And you tell me how many of them actually have amounted to anything. I'm looking at Jeremy Maclin.
And Deshaun.
Deshaun Jackson.
Yep.
And then Nelson Aguilar. I guess maybe Jordan Matthews. The bottom line is this. The Eagles really haven't drafted that well.
I would say Jason Avant was a better receiver than Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, but Avant didn't put the ball in the end zone the way that Nelson can do. I mean,
no, he caught the ball as a slot receiver. He played. Hold on, B. You had Jackson and Maclin on the outside. Jason Avant was your slot receiver. He's the most sure-handed receiver we've had here, and I don't know how long. So I would say Jason Avant was a better receiver than Nelson Aguilar.
I don't see the explosiveness from Avant.
He had no explosiveness.
The bottom line is this: you can afford that. It's not my issue as a fan to be concerned about how can Howie keep Aguilar and then get a running back. Once you get rid of the running backs, you haven't panned out to anything. Guys, you've been injury prone, haven't produced. My thing is, I'm going back to this issue: you devaluing your own player. Oh. When you draft guys, they perform. Then the contract says that he's supposed to get a certain amount. So now you want to try to say, undercut that.
But that's the NFL.
Brian, this is a business, Brian. This is a business. It's a business.
I understand it's a business.
This isn't personal. It's a business. They're not devaluing Nelson. Hell, who knows? They may trade Nelson to a team where he can be the number two wide receiver and get a bigger contract.
Well, in free agency, if he leaves, the team's going to pay him money to come in and not be their third receiver.
Exactly.
They're going to create their second receiver or maybe their first receiver.
Or,
God forbid.
Or,
yeah,
they may view him as a third receiver.
Well, and then he wouldn't get the money that he's looking for.
You see what I'm saying? Or they may view him as a third receiver.
And he's not getting $9 million a year. Running back needs to be the focus. Running back.
This isn't personal, people. It's personal for fans because you get attached to players.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
it's personal. John, this is all about Nelson winning the Super Bowl.
I know
that, it's not about this past year with Nelson. It certainly isn't about the 2 years prior to the Super Bowl year. It's all about the Super Bowl year and people getting attached.
And what you're saying more than me, you're saying with Nelson that, hey, listen, we need a running back. You can't spend $9 million on your third wide receiver.
And not
have a running game. I'm saying that, and I don't think Nelson Aguilar is good. I don't think he's a good. I mean, he's. I would like to have him on my team. He's not terrible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.